This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A trio of new disability rights measures have been signed into law, and advocates say they'll push for much bigger changes in the coming years. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
One new law requires insurance companies to pay for specialized prosthetic devices to help young people participate in sports. Another makes it easier to file a disability discrimination lawsuit. The state is also setting up a task force to study a range of accessibility concerns. Democratic Representative David Ortiz sponsored the legislation.
Making sure that we're not just creating access in government, but in the outdoors and in housing.
Ortiz is Colorado's first lawmaker to use a wheelchair and says the task force will come up with a slate of policies to move forward at the statehouse. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Boulder's police department is investigating a fatal officer-involved shooting. Police shot and killed a man while responding to a domestic violence call Thursday. Officers were at a home on Baseline when the suspect arrived. The department says a confrontation happened and the suspect pulled out a weapon. Two officers fired their weapons at the man and he died. The department says it's placed the two officers on temporary paid administrative leave. Trail Ridge Road opened to vehicles for the season today, but the current storm shut sections of it down again temporarily. The popular road in Rocky Mountain National Park is closed during the winter because of hazardous conditions. Officials say some of those conditions, like icy roads, may persist. A timed reservation is required between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Storms are moving east of the Denver metro area. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.